It's Friday.
And that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
7:02 Unplugged time. She is here in studio. Gospel artist, sensation, Hengiwe, known as He.
Aww.
And I have to say, your live performances are insane. Like, I have not had an opportunity to experience them in person. It's my first time and it feels like a private gig.
I'll fetch you the next time, self.
But that's the goosebump things. And there were three people who told me about you when I was doing another project and I wanted a gospel singer. And they kept saying, do you know He? Do you know He? Mm. But then when I'm like, you were in the School of Joyas, it makes sense.
The School of Joyas.
You graduated from
Joy. We graduated with flying colors, I hope, with flying colors. How are you, Ma?
I'm good.
Oh, gorgeous. Thank you for having me. Look, man, it's been a journey and a half, and it's actually, this is long overdue.
This is overdue.
This should have happened a while and a half ago.
No, but do they not say that God's timing is always right?
Perfect. Come on.
There we go.
So
there
I'm
we
happy
go.
To be here. So excited.
So why gospel? Because I can seriously hear your vocals on some soul, on some jazzy R&B. Why gospel?
I was saying that yesterday to someone where I was like, this is out of my control. If it was in my control, I'd first of all be in pop.
Really?
I would not be here. I've been pop. I would have been in this probably 10 years ago. I would have had 5 albums by now with, you know, sparkly stuff, you know. But because this is... I don't even like attention. I don't even like being looked at, you know. I don't like all of those things. But because God needed a vessel, and I availed myself, not knowing that that means that me going to be looked at and being, you know, in people's eyes. But I availed myself for whatever it is that was God is doing for the season. I said, I always want to be there because I've seen what you've done for me. And I want to be the vessel that someone else was for me in the time that was very critical in my life. And so I want to be able to be that person to everyone else as well. And so that's why we do it. At the end of the day, for me, it's more impactful if we're able to save a heart, whether it is from suicidal attempts, from a broken heart, from being lost. It's my job. It is my responsibility, actually, to be there for them.
So where would you be if you didn't answer the call?
An interior designer. That's actually what I studied. I studied interior design, and right in the middle of that, actually I was about to finish it, where he told me that this is what I want you to do. I know that you're busy with this. I see you have fun, but
your house gonna look nice one day.
Yes. I've got plans, man.
But I need you in my house.
Listen, houses, they're going to be on lock. I'm going to be a singer with a beautiful house, hopefully.
My goodness. And I think it's so beautiful when those that find their calling the way that they do. Yeah. Are you somebody that always grew up in church and singing was a part of it, and it just became this natural thing that, okay, you're at the front, you're singing, and then it's like, oh, wow, this is now a career.
Because of that, because I grew up in church, was born in the church, really.
Yes.
Because of that, I would not see it as a career. I saw it as a...
So you free, girl?
Yeah.
Your band members are like, no, she's not free.
I didn't see it as a... Which is why I was like, I'm going to do interior design. I saw it as something that I need to do to help at church, you know?
Yes.
So every time when they said we needed a singer, I was like, no problem. Because for me, they needed someone to do this at church. And then I went and I studied interior design because I was like, I can't be taking... It didn't occur to me that this is actually a career opportunity or a career path until I got called. And I was like, oh, I wanted to, you know, do landscaping and decorate houses and all of that. But then I decided so that it's different, so that it's not the same as me singing in front of the church. Let me go study it. So I went to study that jazz at Howard College.
And what would you say is different about your music? Those that are not, you know, full gospel followers of gospel music, they sometimes have this perception, the same repeat hymn, the same, how many times can you sing this hymn over and over again? You know, what would you say gospel, if you were to describe somebody who's not a follower of gospel music, and I believe you don't even have to believe in God to enjoy gospel music, but what would you say gospel music is today for you?
Yeah. 3 days ago, I was driving and I was listening to a song by one of my colleagues, and I was like, I don't know what we'd do if we didn't have this because then we'd only depend on church on Sunday to be able to do this. You know, sometimes you need to feel and worship by yourself at home. It's therapeutic, I'll tell you that much. Worship is very therapeutic, to just hear a song, whether you know it or don't know it. The words, the melody, all of those things play a huge role in just snapping something out of you, in giving you a warm hug, in reminding you of something, in making you feel loved, and making you feel how big and how important you are. The small things that songs do, it's a role that they play that we only have on Sunday. If we didn't have gospel music, we'd only see it on Sunday. But thank God we have gospel that tells us that this also exists even during the week. And so what I've done is also just try and separate myself, like I said, from only church and only trying to remind people of church, but also feel good wherever you are. Listen to something that's not too churchy, but also is still going to talk to your heart, as I think you'll hear from some of the songs that we're going to do today.
I am so excited to hear some of the songs. If you want to find her on the socials, it is Hair Live on Instagram, and you can head over to Facebook, go to the 702 page, so you can see her and the band performing live in studio.